Gary, I can't believe you read that trash.
What? I like this newspaper.
But it's the worst of the gutter press. All of the home news is sensationalised trash about the royal family or some sex scandal in the government. There's not a scrap of serious news in that whole paper.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Oh, come on. It doesn't even have an international news section. And the editorials seem as if they were written by the Page Three girls.
All right, but you know, Andrew, I couldn't care less about the royal family. Look, when I read a newspaper, I don't start on the front page. I start at the back. Sports, mate, that's what I want to hear about. And this paper has the best sports roundup in England. It's got everything on footy, the best full coverage of the games, and the inside stories about each team. And the racing page is spot on, matey. Best racing page in England. Besides, if you want politics, take a look at the political cartoons in the funnies.
You can't form your political opinions from a cartoon strip.
Well, what are you reading? That's a fine example of journalism for you.
Well, I know...
That's the most mainstream commercial paper in London. At least my paper says something. That paper just takes whatever the Home Office says and prints it like gospel. They couldn't find a real story if it came up and hit them in the face.
I know, I know. I really don't like it either, but my wife insisted that we subscribe to it. She likes the women's pages. You know, the lifestyle and fashion section and things like that. But it does have a decent business section, almost as good as your racing page.
And the crossword puzzle in it is quite good.
Yeah, especially the Sunday one. It takes me all Sunday morning to finish it.
Yeah, but Andrew...
Yeah?
What about the news?
Oh, that. Well, I get that from television.